This is Colorful Radio.
Our music,
our news, our views.
Welcome back to Business Breakfast with me, Loanna Morrison, and Rob Hayward. And as you know, every week we give an opportunity to a small business to tell us all about themselves and their future ambitions. We like to support them. So this morning we have Cleone Foods, and we're going to be talking to the founder and owner, Wade Lynn. Good morning, Wade.
Good morning. Morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Fine.
Good, good, good. Now, Cleone Foods, that's an unusual name, isn't it? Cleone Foods.
Yeah.
Why is it called Cleone?
It's my middle name, basically.
Oh, that's your middle name. So what, tell me, I mean, food is a large industry, isn't it? I mean, it could be anything. You could be a shop owner, you could be a distributor. Tell us about your business. What does it do? When did it start? How big it is? You know, give us all the information so we know all about Cleone Foods.
Yeah, my business is basically we make Jamaican patties. To the initiated public, it would be a Cornish pasty, but with a yellow colour, which is originally coloured from curry powder that we use in Jamaica, but now we use curcumin and annatto. We started way back in 1989, so we're going to be 26 years young this year, with a staff of five. We now employ about 55 staff. Produce around about 150,000 patties a week, 200,000 patches a week. We supply all the major multiples in the UK. The only one we don't supply is Marks and Spencer's and House of Fraser. But we are the biggest manufacturer in the UK. We control about 65-70% of all the patties made here.
Who would have thought that there is such a demand for patties?
Well, I think it's grown since the 70s, I think.
Mm-hmm.
With the advent of, obviously, the flights to and from Jamaica from Thompson's. Obviously, the British public have gone to the Caribbean, they've tried the food. When they actually get back here, they would be into the type of food they've had, maybe inside the hotel or outside the hotel. But it's grown, and with the advent of obviously Levi Roots, he's helped as well to grow the Caribbean marketplace.
But you've also benefited, I'm sure, from this opening up of the major retailers, supermarket retailers, of the exotic part of their supermarket floor. Because 10 or 15 years ago, we didn't get exotic foods in Sainsbury's or Tesco's. But now you can buy exotic foods from India, you know, the Caribbean, Africa. I mean, you name it. If you want a little bit of home, you can find it in almost any supermarket now.
You can. I mean, the advent of, obviously, what they call the specialities, where they have a speciality aisle for Caribbean, Polish, Asian, and they have a Jewish aisle as well, and they even have an Irish section also, as improve the marketplace for the Caribbean sector, but all the other sectors.
I'm laughing at the thought of Irish, and I'm going to stare.
So exotic. The Irish are so exotic.
My friends, I would tease them because I always go out drinking with them, so I automatically think the only thing that's Irish is Guinness, but there's a lot of other things. We'll move away from that. Can I just ask, you've referred to patties in terms of sales, but presumably you now produce other products as well.
We primarily produce patties here,
right,
under our brand name. I'm doing some work currently with Lasco later in the year. But we also launch some cakes on behalf of a local company. We've got a meal solution as well. So what we try and do as a company is try and help smaller companies get to the bigger marketplace of the supermarket. So one of the key things we try and do is ask the buyers what they want or what they perceive is going to be good for their section. If they don't know, then we'll make suggestions to them. And then we'll bring those supplies along into the supermarket for the general British public.
Mm. So what else do you... So you do cakes, you do patties, you do...
meals. We have a meal solution as well.
What do you mean by meal solution?
Caribbean meals, for instance. You'll have a jerk chicken.
Oh, like in a pot in the supermarket where you can put it in the microwave and and how is that going down?
That's going down fine. I think the true kind of called British public would be mainly into the goat curry, goat and rice, or goat curry as the English people would say, and the jerk chicken. So those were the two the main dishes. I mean, obviously you've got the other dishes, you know, oxtail, which is mainly not popular with the British public. Right. Oxtail's popular with the well-to-do restaurants. If you go along there, you've ox cheek and oxtail because it's more tender meat.
Yes.
So those are the main things, and you'll have spicy wings as well. You can have jerk pork also. So those were I'd probably say the three top meals you probably have. You'll have the stewed chicken as well and the fried chicken. Go on.
I was going to say, I'm taking the subject in a slightly different direction, because you've clearly grown, and you're quite rightly proud of the growth, starting with five and now having 55 staff. Looking back to the recession, could you identify how you coped with it, or did it hit you? And then looking forward, 2015 into 2016, you've touched on one or two possible developments. Are they your key objectives for 2015, 2016?
2015, 2016 is really to grow the marketplace. Caribbean food has been on the radar for the last, I could say, 15, 20 years. We just haven't broken through like the Tex-Mex, for instance. The advent of, obviously, Turtle Bay, the new Caribbean food chain, which has opened up the high street to a lot of English people. All right, we've got our own dumpling shops, as we'd call it. But obviously the chain that's now taking the UK by storm is obviously Turtle Bay. So for me, for 2015, 2016, is to actually open the marketplace even further, to get increased listings. One of the issues we have with the supermarkets, we may be only listed in about 10% of their total number of supermarkets across the group. So we're trying to increase that listings to 20, 30%.
Now, you're a small business. There are many complaints about the way supermarkets treat small businesses, demanding discounts, demanding supplies, or cutting off a request for supplies on an arbitrary basis. Do you face that sort of problem? And if so, how do you overcome it?
We do face that sort of problem. We don't get the supplies cut off as such. One of the big onuses is obviously they're long-time payers. So it might be 30-day invoicing. You might get paid till 60, 90. In some cases, some supermarkets demand 120 days payment. so those are the things. The margins are tight. And what that means is that everybody likes a bargain, so if you buy one, get one free. But it mainly the manufacturer takes a hit for that. So if we go on promotion, and they like a lot of promotion because obviously it drives sales, but what happens is your margin gets reduced dramatically. So people think you're making a lot of money because they feel that you're selling at the retail price, but they don't realise that we don't sell at the retail price, we sell at a wholesale price. Supermarket may put on between 20 and 30% on for their margins. So everybody thinks you're making lots of money, but we are not making lots of money. We're making a small proportion on each product. And the other headache you have is that if one goes on promotion, the other supermarkets will have that promotion as well.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're in quite an environment there where it's quite challenging, and all these different facets have to be brought together to make the business grow and move forward. And it sounds like you're doing a pretty good job down there in Cleone Foods, if I say so myself. And I think we've sampled your patties at some point. And if we haven't, make sure we do. thank you very much, Wade.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. That's Wade Lynn from Cleone Foods talking about patties. So if you haven't had a Cleone food pâté, go down to the supermarket because they're in supermarkets almost everywhere.
Live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com and apps. This is Colorful Radio.